you can't handle me at my worst, I can't blame you. That shit's ridiculous. This is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK. And if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is none, motherfucker! None, motherfucker! Welcome to day three of what's turning into Toxic Motherfuckers Week. Seriously, you guys, I love every single response, email, Instagram tag, Facebook post. I really, really do. I've been doing this podcast since like late September. I practiced this for about a month before I published anything. And nothing I have said so far has gotten this many responses. So we must be doing something right. I usually publish the podcast right before I go to bed, so you can imagine how flattered and excited I was to see your response to today's podcast before I shut my phone off last night. The listener writes, Coach MK, everyone has toxic traits. It isn't always the other person. Do you really mean to encourage us to play victim and hide from every conflict? You cannot seriously think ghosting in any context is okay. First, I want to reiterate how cool it is that you listened to my podcast within seconds of me publishing it. You were there waiting for me like a catcher with a baseball mitt. Yay! That means we're a team! Yay, us! I love it! Second, you're correct. Toxic behavior patterns are kind of contagious, especially in environments where toxic behavior is rewarded. Think of the bully who is smart enough to never be caught. The dude in your office who does nothing but is really, really good at sneaking credit for other people's work. The person who lies or cheats and everyone says nothing because they don't want to become a target. Some of these habits rub off on us, whether we're aware of these habits or not. All of us may have a toxic streak in there, and anyone under the right circumstances could become totally, totally toxic in all behaviors. Self-awareness is knowing those parts of you and the circumstances that bring those traits out. But, and this is important, that doesn't mean you are even 50% responsible for the actions of the people around you. This is a slippery slope. A self-aware person who wants to own their part in order to smooth things over is giving power to the other party. It takes two to tango. Stop dancing, please. Jesus! Apologizing for your role is mature for sure, but it becomes a stick for a toxic person to beat you with, making you responsible for their actions. It's dizzying, just like a tango. I don't want anyone to play the victim. What I do want is for you to recognize games you cannot win and get the fuck out as soon as you realize you are in one. Remember, engagement is the oxygen that keeps a toxic person or narcissist going. The only way to deal is to disengage, and sometimes the only way to disengage is to cut contact. Cutting contact is the easy part. The guilt you're going to feel afterwards, that's the hard part. You're going to second guess yourself. Ask if you're being fair. Maybe you were part of the problem because you have toxic traits too. And before you know it, you're back at square one, apologizing, trying to be the bigger person, and giving power in an interaction back to someone who will then use it against you. As for hiding, have you ever known me to hide from difficult conversations? I'll wait. That's right. No, there you go. I don't mind difficult conversations. I approach them as gently as possible. But, and this is a big but, when I realize a difficult conversation is not headed towards a resolution, that it's just giving someone space to tell me what a piece of crap I am and how I hurt them with absolutely no intention of them owning their role in the conflict or how their actions hurt my feelings, I avoid that conversation. I probably avoid that person as well. I think of my favorite quote from my favorite movie, Gosford Park. What good could possibly come from it? Here's the difference. Toxic people and narcissists don't apologize. Ever. They don't really think they ever do anything wrong. They are the ones with the victim mentality. A real apology acknowledges the giver's role in hurting another person. It takes ownership and expresses real remorse, then is followed by changed behavior. A self-aware person that feels guilty about ghosting someone is going to give a real apology. And that apology is going nowhere. That admission of any guilt will be used to let the toxic person tell you how you victimized them. Once again, that is the victim mentality. Narcissists are the biggest victims you'll ever meet, the most persecuted. Everyone's against them. And you are the biggest bully. If you can own your shit, if you can apologize, if you can feel real guilt, then you are not a victim. And if you choose to ghost someone, you are not playing victim. You're adulting. You're performing the greatest act of self-care there is, self-preservation. I hope that answers your question. Again, I am so grateful to have you on my team. Thank you so much for writing in. I really appreciate it. I'm circle back to the mantra now. Next time you feel a little guilt and second-guess yourself about cutting off a toxic person, I want you to stop. Think about what it is you actually want to communicate if you were to reach out. Then ask yourself, in a lovely Scottish accent just like the movie, what good could possibly come from it? Then I want you to hear my voice in concert with Dave Chappelle's in the back of your head saying, "None, motherfucker!" You are coached. You are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three. Are you facing a situation? Would a mantra be helpful for you? If so, drop me a line, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. Again, that's one word, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. You can also find daily inspiration on my Instagram @morningmantrapod. One word, again, Instagram @morningmantrapod. Or finally, you can hop over to my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/coachedandloved. Website coming soon, but between now and then, there are so many other places to get me. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, take your pick. I'm here for you. All you have to do is look.